truth.
Network. I am your host, Cosmos, and this is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org. And it's the eve of another 11th, an international day of Truth Action. The 11th day of every month is an international day of Truth Action until we reach justice. And it might take a while, so we're here to stay. We're here for the long haul, the marathon. This isn't a sprint. And if you care, if you know what's up, if you are an active advocate for the truth about the crimes of 9/11, then I hope you will be taking action this Sunday, November 11th, 2007, 11/11, International Day of Truth Action. People all over the world are going to be standing up, taking action, getting visible for 9/11 truth and justice. And you, listener, I hope you're one of them. I hope you've reached the point where you realize how serious this is, how powerful this is, how potentially globally transformational this is, this explosive truth about these crimes, these lies that are the foundation of this juggernaut, this empire enforcement machine called the War on Terror, the foundational myth of the War on Terror, 9/11, the big lie of our century. I hope you've realized how important it is to expose this. This is their weak point. This is the crack in their armor that we can rip open and take this apart. That's why we focus on 9/11, not because it's the most important thing that ever happened, that it's the only issue out there. No, because it's their weak point. It's where we can take them down, and we are going to take them down. We are going to expose this. There has never been anything like this. There's never been a global push for a truth this explosive, this revealing, this exposing of the mechanism of the modern state, the global empire. Do you want to take it down? Are you willing to get involved and stop following leaders and be a leader? I hope you are going to be a leader. Just get out there and do it and be willing and watch what happens. Watch what happens. We're inciting a truth revolution. This is not your old time comic book, turn the tables, hokey pokey kind of revolution. This is the real thing. We're talking evolution. We're talking a global socio-political evolution, a transformation of the global psyche through education. We've been handed an opportunity. A lie this big. A lie this easy to expose. Except for the hypnotic trance, the cognitive dissonance that so many people were traumatized with, hypnotized with. It's as easy as talking to your neighbor. It's as easy as being willing to stand up. So many things were stolen from us on that day. My Uncle Mickey was stolen from me on 9/11. Many people had their family members, their friends, their loved ones, coworkers stolen from them on that day. And in their name, so many others have had their loved ones murdered in the name of 9/11, in the name of the foundational myth of the war on terror. And that's why we focus on 9/11. It's our opportunity. It's our opportunity to stop all this. And it's do or die. Either we stop it or we get more of the same. If you're against war, if you're against police state, if you don't like tyranny, if you don't want a global empire, then you should be able to recognize the importance of maintaining a laser-like focus on pursuing justice for 9/11, for pursuing the truth about 9/11, because it rips it wide open and exposes the entire mechanism of this global prison that's being built around us. It's the old empire, that black iron prison. The empire never died. This new world order is the old empire on crack, on high tech. We can take it down. You, me, your friends, your family, all of us who care, all of us who are willing not to go along, not willing, all of us who refuse to go along, to be herded, sheep-like, hypnotized into this prison, into this doomsday scenario, into this apocalypse. No, I'm not going to march along quietly. I really hope you realize, you understand what I'm talking about. And if you haven't done public outreach for 9/11 Truth, if you've never done a 9/11 Truth visibility action, if you've never demonstrated for 9/11 Truth in front of your local corporate media headquarters, then I hope you do it this Sunday on November 11th. This 11/11. It's a Sunday, folks. Come on. Do you care? Do you give a damn? Are you willing? You know, if you don't have a group, go out with a couple of friends. If you can't get those slackers to join you, go out by yourself and do something real. You'll be surprised what happens. You will. You'll meet some real people. You'll feel better. You'll make a difference, and you'll experience making a difference, and it will encourage you to do more, to talk to more people, to educate more people. I want to play a clip an audio clip of a man named Bob McElvain. He lost his son on 9/11, and to me, there's no leaders for me in 9/11 Truth. I don't want any. I want all of us to lead. Bob McElvain, to me, he's the voice of 9/11 Truth. Man, he's the clearest, purest voice 9/11 truth that I know, and he's just a down-to-earth, very real man who's got something to say. Let's listen to this right now.
Hey, my name's Bob McElvain. I'm from Philadelphia area. What's up? Happens every time. He was murdered. Not a lot. Trust me, I'm studying all around the world. I can't get through this part. But I've evolved into the point where it's more difficult because he was murdered by my government.
Right.
Okay, when we say inside job, it was orchestrated by the United States government. That's what I believe. I know. And no one has proven me different or my family differently. I went to every commission hearing. That's all I do is read and research. And I'm 100%. I used to say 95%. I used to say 98%. Now I say I'm 100% positive that our government orchestrated the murder of my son. Now I know people here don't believe that, but everyone, please look at me. My son was murdered. Now look at your family. If you all have children, anyone who has children, and you never get an investigation about the murder of your child or your wife or your husband. Ben Denise, I was sitting in the cafeteria with him, with press around him. He said, you must remember, this was not an investigation. This is not an investigation. This is merely an exposition. I'm sitting here, my son was murdered, and this is an exposition. What do you find in an exposition? They put things on the table and you look at it, and you make your own decisions. So here, show and tell. So here's the United States government, supposedly, investigating the murder of my son. And just think of it, how you would feel. I was living. Coming out of those investigations, I still have that unbelievable anger. And the idea that you're doing this, what you're doing now, is it's heart-rending for me. Because I get so depressed, so down. Because my neighbors don't want to talk about it. People don't talk to me anymore. Because they're afraid of finding something out about my life. It's too difficult for them. It's too overwhelming. So the fact that people like you are actually in the peace room, I was part of the September 11th Family for Peaceful Tomorrows. I had the wonderful opportunity to speak in Japan. I've been to Colombia, talking at conferences on violence, saying that we have to stop the murder of innocent civilians. That's what war is all about now. Innocent civilians die. My son is an innocent civilian. He died. Why? Well, I used to talk about it because of blowback. That was my first theory. People hate us. They did this because of blowback. But we all know the history of our foreign policy. It's horrendous. We are the actual terrorists. We've been terrorists for the last 100 years. And for anyone to think that our government wouldn't do what they did on 9/11 is crazy. It's changed the world, and the world's going to be changed for the next 100 years. With all the respect I have, David, when he speaks of impeachment, that worries me. Because he said, hopefully, 9/11 will be talked about. Well, I want justice. This is what it's all about. My son was murdered. Close to 3,000 people were murdered. And I know some people here don't believe it, but our government was involved in it. And they will do it again, and they will continually do it again. And I think Barbara made a great point. If we do have impeachment, it can't be impeachment. He has to be court-martialed. He has to go to jail. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think it's all about Bush. You have to look at all our presidents. They are part of that system, the have and the have-nots. The system isn't being broken, it is broken. The roots are rotten. It has to be dug up, and I don't know what the answer is, but it's starting right here. But to me, 9/11 is such an integral part of it, because to me, that's their Achilles heel. If we can prove that these people are murderers, what's the rest of the world going to think? And the congressmen, they're just as big a part of it because they're lying to us.
That's right.
Yeah.
And of course, what we're doing against the war, against all wars. But I think you've all been around long enough that Democrats make war just as much as the Republicans. In fact, they make more war.
Yep.
Okay? It's been going on forever. So don't ever believe that we stop the war in Iraq, that this is going to stop. One more terrorist act, and they'll have this all believed, and we have to go to war again, and you know it's coming. So that's why I truly, truly believe 9/11 has to be an integral part of the whole philosophy that we're trying to, or the whole strategy that we're trying to come up with. Because if we don't prove that these people aren't criminals, the government is evil.
Right.
It has done evil things, and somehow, some way, that has to be brought down. And the only way to do it to me is 9/11, personally.
McIlvain, the clearest voice for 9/11 truth that I know of. And no matter what's going on, no matter how battered and beaten I get here in the front lines, I'm going to keep going for Bob. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking with one of the organizers of the upcoming second annual Boston Tea Party for 9/11 truth. Jason King on the other side of this break on Truth Revolution Radio. Yeah, we're back on Truth Revolution Radio. And if you didn't get the message before the break, what I'm telling you is to get out and get active and get visible this Sunday, 11/11, November 11th, the 11th day of every month. We are taking action for 9/11 truth and justice around the world. And I want you to join us if you haven't joined us already. Because if you haven't, you're missing out. And I don't want you to miss out. And I don't want us to miss out on your help, because we need your help. We need you getting involved. Even if you're just one person, you can make such a difference in your community. And you know what? At truthaction.org, which is a site that I started, a non-organization that I started in the beginning of 2007 to provide a home base for this campaign for International Days of Truth Action on the 11th day of every month until justice. What we do is we promote this ongoing, nonstop campaign for united action, action all together everywhere on the 11th day of every month. We promote it, we inspire it, and importantly, and one thing that we have excelled at, I think, is representing it and showing people what we're doing. Showing people the good time that's being had by people who care enough, who've got the courage enough, who see what's up, who are willing to just go out and do it and to talk to people in their community and to get visible for 9/11 truth and to make a difference. It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. We show you where that's happening all over the world, and it's growing each 11th, more locations. The representation is very, very important. So don't just take an action, because when you're taking action on the 11th, it's not just about what you're doing. Where you're doing is priceless. There's no, you know, we don't know. It's great. But it's also on the 11th, it's a part of this bigger thing that's going on everywhere. And we want to build this momentum and really push it ahead, and that involves like representing it. And you can really help us out just by sending in one picture. Videos are great. some pictures. If you can't manage any of that, just a few lines in text. Send an email to truthaction.org and tell us what you did on the 11th for 9/11 Truth so that we can put you on the map there, you know, and represent you. Say, hey, well, these guys don't even have any pictures, but they, hey, this is what they did right here. This was happening. You don't even know. People, you, one picture, some pictures, a few words can inspire people more than you might imagine. So it's really important. And we are willing to do the work. I'm willing to do the work. And it's challenging work to represent this campaign, to pull it all together and show people what's going on with this. I'm willing to do this, but I need your help. So please send in your stuff to truthaction.org. Make it a little easier. And tonight we're going to be talking to one of the key organizers of the upcoming second annual Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. And last year in Boston, they did this amazing gathering on the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party with all its significance and import to the history of this country and liberty and justice and whatnot, freedom from tyranny. They did this event on the anniversary last year, December 16th, for 9/11 Truth, a restaging of it. But instead of throwing tax tea into the Boston Harbor, they threw replicas, oversized replicas of the phony, the fraudulent, the misleading 9/11 Commission report, the joke embodied in this book. They tossed copies of that into the Boston Harbor. And not only was it a very, very cool gathering symbolically that was just great, but what happened was spontaneously cities all over the country joined in on really short notice. People just thought, yeah, we're going to do a Tea Party for Truth too. And they did it in Wisconsin. We did it here in San Francisco, in Philadelphia, and a number of other cities. And that really was a direct inspiration for me to put work into kicking off this 11th day of every month idea. It was the first time I saw spontaneous action all over the place for 9/11 Truth. And we got to do this all the time. We've got to take action together on a day regularly occurring. And so the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth last year was a very key inspiration to that starting. And tonight we're going to be talking to Jason King. Jason is with us now. Hey, Jason, welcome to Truth Revolution Radio.
Hey, Cosmo. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on here. So last year was, we started all kinds of stuff. What's going on this year? It's going to be on December 16th again in Boston, right?
Right, yeah. First of all, just thanks so much for all that great stuff you just said about the Tea Party. really appreciate that. So this year we're sort of expanding the concept a bit more, and we're combining a conference on the front end of it. Last year we promptly disposed of the 9/11 Commission report into the harbor, had a great time doing it. But this year we're expanding the idea, and we're taking probably what we will consider the five most dangerous documents in U.S. history.
Wow.
Along with us to the harbor to throw them in.
Good.
That will be documents like the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner's Defense Authorization Act, the Patriot Act, Presidential Directive 51.
These are documents that are based on the 9/11 fraud.
It basically, it's all of the draconian laws that have been ushered in on us. And since 9/11, of course, 9/11, pretext for all of this sort of state-sponsored police state terrorism on the citizens of this country through this sort of fascistic implementation of law, or I don't know if you can even really call it law, because
it's not. It's like a legal law. It's
legalism. Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
These documents are just so entirely corrupt and revolting that the politicians that put their name on these bills should be tried for treason, from my point of view.
Well, they should be tried. I really agree with that too.
Yeah. So, so you know, as expanding our sense of outrage from you know just the 9/11 report itself, we're taking it forward with these other expressions of tyranny that are being foisted on us, and that's what the Boston Tea Party is all about: is overthrowing tyranny. You know, because you just can only take so much, and then you have to rebel. You know, you need to vocalize, you need to speak out, you need to say, this is enough and no more. So, in my view, this is kind of what the early colonists were doing. They had just had enough, and, you know, it was a point of no return for them, you know, to have their backs broken by these onerous laws on trade that they just could not bear any longer. So, and to say there are many applications of this sort of historical reference point. Certainly 9/11 Truth is not the only one to have used it, but because, you know, we're Boston activists and we're here, we felt the need to take it up.
And you're putting out a call.
That's right.
For people, activists, people who care all over the East Coast and anywhere, if you can make it to Boston.
Absolutely. Come
on December, does it start the 15th or 16th?
December 15th, we have our conference and some meetings going on. December 16th, we have the actual rally.
And you're
going
to throw that thing, all those things, in the water again. We'll be right back after this break.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government. You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
Yeah, they're afraid to answer a few simple questions because their whole house of cards will crumble. And mark my words, it's going to crumble. Because we're going to keep it up and we're going to keep pushing. It's more than just a few questions. It's a whole lot of mass murder. And when I say it doesn't add up, I mean it's been unaccounted for. It's been uninvestigated. And yet, it's been used as the foundation of this war on terror. This empire enforcement machine. We're going to throw a monkey wrench right in the works and put a stop to it. This is Truth Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Cosmos. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of TruthAction.org, and we're talking with one of the organizers from the upcoming Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. And we talked a bit about the genesis of that in the previous segment. Jason King is with us talking about this upcoming event on the 15th and 16th of December in Boston. We want all of you to come out there. If you can make it to Boston on those days, do it. And if not, hey, have a tea party for truth wherever you are. Right, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. You know, if you're on the East Coast, it's fairly easy to get here, and I understand if you're out in the Midwest or the West, that's problematic with traveling and all, but, you know, have your own tea party. You folks did last year, and sometimes it was pretty small scale, just a couple people getting together, but, you know, it's the cumulative effect that matters.
It's the cumulative effect that matters, and that's the key with the actions that we do on the 11th
right.
of every month, is it's like we're not looking for mass mobs, or, you know, like huge what's important is getting people out in as many communities as possible. There's a visibility, there's a presence, there's an action
right.
in as many locations as possible. And actually, December 11th is just 5 days ahead of the 16th, which is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. And we are calling not just national, but an international day of truth action on the 16th of December as well as the 11th of December. Can you handle that, folks? Can you handle that, 9/11 Truth activists? Do you care enough to participate that much? Do you think you can handle 2 International Days of Truth Action in 1 month, in 1 week? In December, I think you can. I think you ought to. I think we need to go there now. We need to start increasing the pace, and this is good. I like the proximity of those dates. And last year in San Francisco, we were one of the cities here that joined in spontaneously. I think, you know, and that was the cool thing about all these cities last year on December 16th. I think there were like 7 or 8 total that just like kind of joined in spontaneously. And like places you didn't hear about maybe till a week later. It's like, yeah, we had a Tea Party for Truth too. And, over here in, you know, in the in the Midwest, we roasted. We had a barbecue, a Tea Party barbecue, where they roasted a book in a barbecue pit in the middle of a public park. You know, burn one of these fraudulent documents, and then they went and threw something in the lake there. I forget which city it was. I think it was in Wisconsin, But if you want to call in and talk to us about anything related to 9/11 truth activism, but specifically, hey, are you going to be taking the action this Sunday on 11/11? Are you going to join us for the national, international tea party for 9/11 truth on December 16th and make a public display of our collective rejection of this foundational myth on the war on terror? I'm going to do it wherever I'm going to be. Maybe I'll be out there in Boston with you guys. That would be fun.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe I'll be here. We did it. That was the thing. We joined in just like 2 weeks beforehand. We just started throwing it together, and it was really cool. You know, we had a lot of people dressing up kind of like, you know, old school, you know, Patriots, colonial gear, and all this. We had this huge replica, and we still got it, this huge replica of the 9/11 Commission Report with a bunch of holes in it. There's a lot of holes in this story that doesn't add up, and we carted it out to the San Francisco Bay, and we threw one of them in. We had a larger one and a smaller one. We threw it in there. We just sent out, you know, there was maybe 20 of us, 25 of us. We sent out a press advisor beforehand, and the news media showed up, the local corporate news media, CBS. Showed up, and they did a little piece on us, a very positive piece on these citizens who are rejecting these lies of the 9/11 Commission and throwing it into the bay. It was a really, you know, little piece on the 11 o'clock news. So if you want to call in and talk to us, call in 1-888-202-1984. We've got a call from Australia. I do believe we've got John Bursell calling in from Australia. John, are you with us? I have no access to the caller line, producer. If you want to bring John up, let him join us here on the show.
Hello.
Hey, John, how's it going?
Good, good, Cosmos. Yourself, okay?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, man.
That's good, man. I know there's been some stuff going down over the last few months and all that, but I hope you're holding your head up and you're kicking on.
Yeah, we're just going to kick it right on, and we're not going to stop until we get what we came for, and that's justice and truth. And there's no way at the end of the day that, you know, it doesn't really matter how battered and beaten I get. I'll be there. You know, I hear Bob McElvain's voice, and if I'm not going to do it for myself and the rest of the world in our future, I'll do it for Bob. I swear to God I will.
Great, that's cool. Hey, I'll throw a proposition to you, Cosmos. You send me a copy of the 911 Commission Report, and I will throw it from the Harbour Bridge into the Sydney Harbour, man. How's that sound?
What you got to do, John, we don't want to support these guys and buy their pack of lies. You know what? Just get like a little box, you know, a little box that's, you know, the right dimensions and make up a facsimile. You know, you can even, like, you can even just print out the artwork of the cover. You know, even the flyers that we made for it, paste it on there.
We'll climb up on the, we'll go for a walk on the bridge, and we'll throw off a copy of the 911 Commission Report into Sydney Harbour on the 16th.
Okay, you hear that, Jason? We're spreading the Tea Party for Truth to Australia right now.
Awesome, and we want video of that.
We want video of that. Yes, as always, we want documentations of the citizens' rebellion against the big lie, because it's going worldwide. John?
No worries. Hey, I've got some news. I'm on the train on the way home, so sorry if you hear any other noises. But
that's cool.
We did our action today because we have a day of remembrance on the 11th, which you're probably aware of, called Remembrance Day. It remembers the soldiers from the First World War. And because I'm involved with the RSL, being an ex-serviceman, I have to attend that day and do it in a solemn way. So we did our action today on the 10th instead, but it was very successful, and we had a really good time, gave away a couple of 200 DVDs or so, so it was quite good.
You did an outreach action today in Sydney.
Yeah, and today, because we didn't want to do it on the 11th because it coincides with a very special Remembrance Day for the fallen from the First World War.
Yes, and we've got Remembrance Day in Canada and Veterans Day here in the United States this Sunday, this 11th.
Okay.
And so, there's been some discussion about that on truthaction.org in the November 11th forum. People like, should we go out today? Yes, today's the day we should. Yes, today's the day we especially should. So, you know, people are having different views about it. I think I saw someone who said they were going out a day early, and other people who are like, definitely we'll be out there on Veterans Day and all that. So it doesn't, you know, just do it whenever you do it and do it right. And you like you guys are doing it down there in Sydney. You still with us, John? Okay, well, he said he was on the train. So that's a dedicated truth revolutionary there calling in from the train in Australia to let us know that in Sydney they will be joining in with this year's Tea Party for Truth. See, I told you, International Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. Let's do it. We got Sydney with us. Jason. Yes.
Is he still there?
No. I think he probably got cut off on the train. So,
great.
But hey, you've got great news of a special guest.
Oh, yes.
That's
right.
Going to be at this year's tea party in Boston.
That's right. I'm going to break the news here on your show tonight.
Yes, breaking news.
Absolutely.
You want to spit it out before the break or make people wait till the other side of the break?
Let's get to the other side because I'll be able to talk about it a little bit more.
All right. We've got this exciting news about this special participant in this year's Tea Party for 9/11 Truth in Boston on December 16th. We'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio. Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. This is the official broadcast of truthaction.org, and we're already here in the final segment of this show. We've been talking with Jason King, an organizer of the upcoming second annual Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. That's coming up on December 15th and 16th in Boston. If you're anywhere on the East Coast, get to Boston. Join these guys in disposing publicly, making a public display of the rejection of these documents, these dangerous documents, such as the 9/11 Commission Report, the Patriot Act, the all those other acts that are just so fraudulent that I don't want to remember their names. Join them in Boston on December 15th and 16th. And we just heard on the other side previously, that Sydney's going to be joining us. And I see John from Australia is still on the line. So, John, did you have something more that you wanted to get in here before I let you go?
I did.
You're back.
You there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, no worries. We've got a tour that we've organized, which has sort of been announced. You probably saw it on Blogger.
Yes, it starts in February, right?
Yeah. The Truth Now Tour, or TNT, Oz 2008. So it's something that I'm putting together with Gillian Norman from the Direct, which will be premiered over that period at every venue that we attend. But basically, we're talking about two conferences, one in Perth and one in Sydney for 2 days, the Perth conference being on the 23rd, 24th of February. And now, because of the Mardi Gras, it's on the 1st and 2nd of March, we're moving the Sydney date back to the 8th and 9th of March. And we've got some excellent speakers coming, including William Rodriguez.
Yes. And so is this an open-ended thing? Is it just Sydney and Perth, or is there also the option to expand to other cities in Australia?
There is. We don't have enough people on the ground anywhere except for we do have enough in Melbourne, we believe, to go to Melbourne.
Yes.
At this stage, we're doing it to accelerate the movement and hopefully bring people involved.
Well, maybe while you've got everyone over there, you should try to get them to another city as well. You know, I've had someone... I had someone just last night trying to convince me that I should hop over there for the Truth Now tour in Australia coming up in February and represent truthaction.org out there. You know, Australia is one of our big countries. We have actions every 11th in several locations in Australia. In Sydney, you guys holding it down in Sydney, in Perth, and in Melbourne, and in somewhere else that I'm not remembering right now, but... You know, Australia's right there, and I would love to come over and say hi, but I think that's a little bit fanciful.
If you want to come over now, there is a bit of an issue, right? Obviously, Webster Tarpley's coming, but we're going to sort all this. I'm throwing the olive branch out to Webster.
Well, maybe I should come over there. I'll come over there, and we'll have the blowout in Oz. Hey, John, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. We've got a bunch of callers on here, and I want to try to fit them in before the end of the show.
Okay, man. Well, you and Luke are invited to my house if you come to Sydney, and I'll try to organize payment for your fare if I can.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, John. That's John Bursell in Sydney, Australia. And next, we have Kevin Smith on the line. He wanted to make an announcement. Hey, Kevin, how's it going?
It's going great, Cosmos. I heard that clip you had with Bob McElvain. It just stirs me. I had Bob on my show on Wednesday on the Midweek Report, and he's just, I mean, man, ace in the hole is what he is. When you just have that guy in your hip pocket and they start that, victim's family, you're disrespecting, boom, you know, enter Bob McElvain. But what I wanted to say is tomorrow on We the People Radio on WTPRN, we're going to be doing a live video feed from Independence Hall in Philadelphia. There's going to be a huge Ron Paul rally there tomorrow. So we're going to have a couple of our hosts, George Butler and Charlotte Littlefield, there covering it. And also the thing that ties into what Jason's going to be doing, you know, Trevor Lyman that set up this 5th of November, the $4.3 million money bomb that happened. And you don't have to be for Ron Paul, but just understand the excitement that we have and everyone should have for when the people stand up and take their little shekels and their nickels and their pennies and combine them together to have the biggest day ever, you know, for a candidate's donations. On December 16th, they've got the teaparty07.com. They're going to do it again. They're going to donate money to Ron Paul. And I'm pretty sure there's going to be a number of Ron Paul people out there at Boston Harbor
throwing
some similar documents into the water also.
Yep. Yes. Yes. Reject tyranny. Let's make a public display of it. Let's get rid of this crap. Let's show people where we stand and throw that into the Boston Harbor. Into wherever you are, think of a good way to publicly, symbolically reject the lies that all of our domestic and foreign policy, quote unquote, is based on these lies.
You know, Cosmos, any body of water will do. A mud puddle will do. You know,
in the park in Wisconsin last year, they were roasting it in a barbecue pit, and then they walked over to the lake and soaked it off. So. You know, there's all kinds of ways, and let's come up with some creative new ways, too.
Well, the importance is this is new, but it's also old, and that's important because if we forget our past, you know, we're doomed to repeat it. And that's what, you know, the America they've created now is not America. That's not what we're about. We need to get back to our roots and understand the path that was laid out for this great country and try to get back to basics any way we can. And I'm going to let you guys go. Jason, you're doing a fantastic job. I'm so proud of all of you. But one thing to you, Cosmos. Hey, man, are you ever going to do anything with that M1 from the Dead
Press? Yes, 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 yes.
Because I was looking over your shoulder through the viewfinder, man, and it was dynamite.
Yes.
I want to see it.
You know what sucks? And this is for anyone out there who knows me, who hasn't heard from me a while, and I should have your phone number. I lost my phone book in New York City, and I had, like, M1's number and all these other people's contacts that I met at the anniversary. And, you know, so if you haven't heard from me and you should be hearing from me, get in touch with me. You can just go to truthaction.org, hit the contact button, and, you know, send me your info, and I'll call you up.
I'm getting out of here. I've got M1's people's number. I'll get it to you, Cosmos. Thanks a lot, bro. Love you guys, all right?
All right. You take care, Kevin. And we've got Drew. Drew, our man for Truth Action in Arizona. What's going on, Drew?
Oh, no. I'm just playing my part, man.
Oh, yeah.
You're just playing their part, and we're taking this country back one state at a time. Some great stuff there on your show tonight. What a jam-packed show. I'll make it short and sweet. Go to your local Republican headquarters, and there they have a copy of the 9/11 Commission report. And it's usually a free library where they lend out these books for free. Go to your Republican headquarters, ask them, just go in and say, hey, I want to read that book. Can I have that? Can I borrow that?
Do it.
And take that on December 16th, and like you said, burn it in the park.
There you go. Okay, that'll add a little extra oomph to your public display of rejection of these state-mandated lies. Just take the freaking Republican Party's copy, like Drew here is saying.
I'm going to send a copy to Australia. Those guys are kicking butt. How fun is that we got a live action report?
Yes. Yes, you heard it here first on Truth Revolution Radio. The Tea Party for Truth goes international this year on the second annual Boston Tea Party for 9/11 Truth. Hey, Jason, what is a web address, a URL that people can go to find out information about what's going on in Boston on the 15th and 16th of December?
Sure. Just go to Boston911truth.org and you'll see there's a link for the Tea Party right there, and it just takes you to a Tea Party page, and there are a couple pages, like one on the conference and one on the actual day of the event. And, of course, this will be getting updated live, as more information comes in, but the basic outline of the activities and most of the information is there right now.
Cool. Yeah. And if you're on the East Coast, about what's going on Boston on the 15th and 16th of December?
Sure. Just go to Boston 911truth.org.
Don't miss out. This is an opportunity to not only get involved and, but to have fun. This is great. This is a great opportunity, and it's a good thing. So if you're on the East Coast, you want to be in Boston on the 15th and 16th of December. Drew, thanks for calling in. We got another caller here. We want to squeeze him in right here if we can before the end of the show. Dave in New Jersey, are you there? Dave in New Jersey. Don't miss out. This is an opportunity to not only get involved and, but to have fun. This is great. This is a great opportunity, and it's a good thing. So if you're on the East Coast, you want to be in Boston on the 15th and 16th of December. Drew, thanks for calling in. We got another caller here. We want to squeeze him in right here if we can before the end of the show. Dave in New Jersey. Okay, sounds like Dave might have trouble hearing us, or we have trouble hearing him. But Jason, I'm really glad that you came on here to promote this, and we did accomplish something. We've gone international in the course of this show.
That's right.
So, hopefully that'll add encouragement and extra energy to your preparations there in Boston. And I want to encourage everyone, wherever you're listening, have a Tea Party for Truth in your town on December 7th in New Jersey. Okay, sounds like Dave might have trouble hearing us, or we have trouble hearing him. But Jason, I'm really 16th because it's the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. And this is bigger than that was, really. This is ultimately it will be. So I encourage everyone to take part wherever they are on December 16th. And, of course, this Sunday, 11-11, it's November 11th, folks. It's the 11th day of – I'm really gone. I want you listening. I want you – we have trouble hearing him. But, Jason, it's I'm really 16th because it's the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, and this is bigger than that was really. This is ultimately it will be. So I encourage everyone to take part wherever they are on December 16th. And of course, this Sunday, 11/11, it's November 11th, folks. It's the 11th day of. I'm really good to go out and take action, get visible for 9/11 Truth. This 11th, 11/11. All right, thanks a lot for coming on, Jason.
You bet. Thanks for having me on, Cosmo.
All right. We'll be back on Monday night, hopefully with lots of great reports from the actions of this November 11th. So send in your pics, send in your videos, send in your documentation to truthaction.org and let us help represent this thing, this global phenomenon that we're doing. We're doing it, so let's represent, folks. Talk to you Monday night.